What should be your priority right now? Welcome back to Unstuck, a podcast with me, Andre Søren. You might be able to hear some bells in the background, which is a nice combination with the topic of priorities. And Unstuck is about all of the things that I face and consider and reflect upon working on my own as a creative person. And in the short daily creative mini-series episodes, I just touch upon one of those. And today it's about priorities. And setting a priority and working out what should be your priority as an individual, a freelancer, a solopreneur, whatever we want to call it, as a creative person. And also as an employee, of course, and in so many roles. It's a real art. And I certainly don't have the answers, but I do have some questions. And the place, I guess, to start is that it is enormously difficult to step back from what we're doing in order to see a true view onto what should be our priorities. And of course, you have these systems where you can plot things out on a graph, like I think Eisenhower did, you know, between urgent, important, and so on. I don't remember it well enough to to tell you. But there are really interesting forces at play when we try to interact with these priorities, because there are different stakeholders in what we do, including ourselves, and they all have their own different priorities, and they will influence our ability to work out what should be our own priority at any one time. An example of that would be that you could sense a clear priority for your customers or people you're trying to help to have X, but at that moment in time, your priority just doesn't match with that. You would much rather be working on Y, or that's what you have, you know, that's what you have natural energy for. And it's not a perfect example, but it definitely makes me think about the kind of conflict between different stakeholders, no matter who they are and what their priorities would be. For example, some of the work I'm doing right now on my online course, I know there's people who would prefer to have it delivered as soon as possible in perhaps a slightly lesser or lower quality level. And as those that really are there for the slow, high quality content that I usually work on and are happy to wait, more than happy to wait. And of course, you can ask them and you can work out those numbers and you can then have, I suppose, a priority and mix those in with other aspects, commercial ones or what you need yourself as the person creating these things, or reputational, or long-term, the long-term quality of something you're making. And it is, I think, really possible to get lost in those, or to have doubts, or to be pulled this way and that by feedback you might receive. So there's, of course, part of it which would suggest that it's, you know, important to stick to your guns at some certain point. Well, to try and divine what your priority should be and perhaps allow it to be pulled gently this way and that by the winds of change, because things will be changing all the time. But I suppose, yeah, ultimately the best thing we might be able to do is to ask ourselves a series of different questions around our priorities and get a sense of which aspect of what we're doing truly is the priority. If we need to deliver something, if we need to make something, it's going to involve asking ourselves some questions. And the other day I just wrote down, and I looked at what I was doing from tried to take a different lens or different angle and say, well, from this point of view, it would be obvious to do that as soon as possible. However, if I look at it from a totally different point of view, a long-term view, or an energetic point of view, for me personally, the person who has to do the work, then it becomes very clear that it would be better to adjust and balance out the priorities so that I don't burn myself out on one hand, and then on the other, that the quality of the product is as high as it can be, and I don't need to go back and redo things just because of getting it out as quickly as possible. So, yeah, I think this is a very meandering collection of thoughts on the topic, and it's perhaps even more me sharing my own challenges with this assigning of priorities. But yeah, I hope it's been of at least some interest to listen to. You shouldn't make apologies for podcasts. So with that note, I will just wish you a good day and hope you're doing well out there. Bye for now.